Anthony Bumburu takes a look at a sample apartment in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. Today, the 35-year-old technology enthusiast is in the market for his first property. Bumburu says he has been saving for a while now and hopes to buy the apartment valued at $50,000 as his first home. The units are dubbed starter homes by Suraya Properties, the firm behind the venture. Bumburu says the homes offer value for his hard-earned cash.
They're not very expensive for somebody like me who's looking at having a family quite soon. And also, I like the way it comes with different benefits. It comes with a gym. It also comes with a swimming pool. So I would not have to get a gym membership somewhere else. So start home would be quite perfect for me.
Begun 10 years ago, Suraya Properties has built starter homes in the Kenyan capital and its outskirts with a view towards tapping into the low and middle income market. Most of their units range between $10,000 and $80,000. CEO Peter Muraya says the company was started to supply affordable homes to first-time home buyers, but found a market he had not anticipated.
But surprisingly, we have found that there's a lot of people heading towards retirement who have looked at it differently, and they're thinking we are going to go maybe to their countryside retirement home, but they want a place in town where they can be coming and where it's their own.
The new apartment complexes in Thika and Syokimau are still under construction, but are completely sold out. Still, home ownership remains beyond the reach of most Kenyans. The mortgage company, a Kenyan real estate firm, estimates that only a fifth of Kenyans can afford a home priced at $10,000. Part of the problem is the high interest rates charged by Kenyan banks. Economic analyst Ali Ken Satchu.
You're talking about borrowing at 18, 19, 20, in some cases even higher than that. It's very expensive to borrow money from the bank. And until we see significantly lower rates, I think we'll continue to see very poor mortgage penetration because it's just too expensive.
Another real estate company, Has Consult, says only 30,000 Kenyans hold mortgages, a tiny fraction of the country's 42 million people. Lenny Rovaga for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.